Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome. This is The Drive on KFH. It's a midweek. It's a Wednesday edition. It is Bobless today. He is out tending to some higher needs. Jason Duda is back in for Bob today. You've been seeing a lot of airtime. You're going to see even more this week.
What?
Aren't you on tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you texted me earlier today. That's right.
That was I texted you about that.
Yeah. Well,
It was today.
It was today.
Man, today's been the longest day
Everything
in history,
is blending into one day. I thought, you know, I got that text and then another text this afternoon, and so I just figured it was all for today. But now that you say that, you did text me about doing it tomorrow with Robert.
I did.
So, yeah, I'll be on a couple days. And everyone is so happy, I bet, to hear that.
Oh, they couldn't be happier. They're absolutely
not.
Thrilled.
Oh, they're just jumping up and down, honking their horns while they're driving right now. It's unbelievable.
What better time to have you on than when there's absolutely nothing to talk about?
Yes, so. I mean, it's fantastic when I come in here and there's nothing to talk about.
I mean, nothing.
There is zero going on.
It's about to start happening. Baseball gets going a week from tomorrow with quote-unquote opening day, Nationals against Yankees, and I guess that's a good hook. You got Gerrit Cole against Max Scherzer, two guys who were pitching in the World Series. I'm sure they opposed each other in Game 1. I don't remember specifically, but those are two guys that have some success and are good players.
Good players. Also, Derrick Henry did sign today before the deadline.
All right, well, there we go. We're going off the air. That's the news.
4 years, $50 million.
Would you sign a running back for that much?
Well, that's why I brought it up, because a running back getting 4 years, $50 million, 25 and a half guaranteed is a lot right now.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's a fine running back, and he seems to be a guy who will either, everybody's this kind of guy, but who will either hold up physically or he will fall off completely.
Yes.
Because he's just so big and he's not afraid of contact. And he runs into guys, and he runs over guys. So if you get, I would say, two more good years out of Derrick Henry, you have to consider that a success.
Yeah, I think they'll get a couple of years. It just depends on, like you said.
But the Titans aren't going to be nearly, they're not going to be in the AFC Championship game again this year.
I don't think so.
There's no chance.
They played well last year. They got just about everybody coming back. I mean, they can't see why not.
They've got a good coach in Mike Vrabel. They have an okay, serviceable-type quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. And speaking of quarterbacks, oh, man.
Oh, man, what? Oh, man, what? What happened?
Last week, I told you that Drew Lock would be a top-10 fantasy
yes,
quarterback.
Yes, you did.
And we made a wager on that.
Yes, we did.
By the way, 869-1240, the phone number if you'd like to get with us. Wouldn't hurt for some calls today. We'll line up the show for you here in a few minutes, and Max Power is here, our producer and engineer, and he'll be taking those calls if you choose to make them. But man, was it hard to get Drew Lock into a top 10. But I did it.
How?
I absolutely did it. Drew Lock is in a top 10 of fantasy quarterbacks. I've made the list.
You have the list of how you think it's going to finish.
Yeah. And
this,
I shoehorned a guy in there. among some other guys who are basically locks and above some guys who you think would be on knocking on the door of a top 10.
This is going to be good. I felt so good about it. You did?
When I started making the list, I'm like, okay, man, he's better than Jared Goff. He can be better than Carson Wentz. That guy's going to have an injury. Bridgewater. I mean, all these guys that are just middling to below average starting NFL quarterbacks. Drew Lock, he's going to be. Sam Darnold, Josh Allen. There's so many guys that he can finish above. But really? Then I look at the list of the nine. And then you have to just throw Drew Lock in there, and it's alarming. It catches your attention.
Yeah.
So let's just go down the list. Real quick.
I'd love to do that.
Patrick Mahomes will be in the top 10.
I would think I'm going to say that Patrick Mahomes will be in the top 10 and will finish ahead of Drew Lock.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm just saying. There's one.
But you never know.
Oh yeah, I do.
Mahomes could get injured. But yep.
I think
an injury like Mahomes had last year, he probably was still a top 10 fantasy quarterback last year or really close.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson will be a top 10 fantasy quarterback.
Gee, let me think. He can run. He can throw. He scores a pile of touchdowns. Yeah. Yeah. Lamar Jackson will beat Drew Lock in fantasy points next year.
So check on that one.
Absolutely.
Deshaun Watson.
Again, can run, can throw. Can score some touchdowns with his legs.
Extremely athletic.
Will absolutely annihilate Drew Lock.
Doesn't have DeAndre Hopkins.
It doesn't matter. He's good.
Did they add a receiver? Who is their number one guy?
Well, they got Kenny Stills and Will Fuller.
Kenny Stills, who was arrested.
He was just arrested, that's right.
For a peaceful protest that I guess wasn't that peaceful, potentially. But I don't think that, the Texans, what if... Without DeAndre Hopkins, Deshaun Watson falls off.
No.
And you have Drew Lock coming in to take that spot.
Oh, yeah, there's a possibility. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
You just never know. They got Randall Cobb.
Oh, they got Randall Cobb. He's not bad.
He's only 50, so he should be.
Well, it's all right. As long as he catches 50 balls, it doesn't really matter.
Will you take him in a fantasy draft?
Late rounds? Absolutely.
And they picked up Brandon Cooks.
And they got Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, so they're...
Yeah, they're okay.
Depth is all right.
Yeah, they're okay. So you feel better about your pick now?
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, I could take a sigh of relief that he'll probably finish in the top 10. Dak Prescott will finish in the top 10.
Yeah, he's going to have a chip on his shoulder, too, after all this stuff going on.
He did not agree to a long-term deal today.
You know, and I heard some numbers, and 4 years, $140 million, 35 a year, over $100 million guaranteed. How are you saying no to that right now with everything
going
on?
Because you just saw what...
So what Mahomes got? You think he's going to get anywhere near what Mahomes got?
Maybe.
No, he's not.
They're going to have such a sense of urgency next year when he has to sign his last, basically, franchise tender or whatever they call that in the NFL, and it's going to be for so much more money. It has to be a percentage of the cap, and if the cap goes down and they don't play many games this year or have no fans, then he's going to sign for a large percentage of the cap, which means we got to get a long-term deal done with this guy.
True. But
I think Dak's playing this perfectly.
I think he, well.
It turns out, I don't know if it's always been that way, but it turns out. That
he's doing the Kirk Cousins thing, obviously, which worked out for him because Cousins made, over the 6 years, he made just about $200 million.
Yeah, he signed two huge deals.
Yeah. And all guaranteed with Minnesota. So that $88, $90 million over 3 years was guaranteed. And he got $38 and $34 million or some crazy numbers in the two-year tenures that he signed for franchise tags. So, I mean, he's done well in his 5 years.
He has.
So if that's the way Dak's going to play it. But, you know, these guys, the problem is injury. If injury happens, then it's all gone.
Then Drew Lock comes in.
Then Drew Lock
and sneaks
finishes
17. So Prescott, by the way, we mentioned Kirk Cousins, not in the top 10. He lost a good receiver in Stephon Diggs.
He did. You don't think? No, they'll run the ball again, too.
Kyler Murray will be a top 10 fantasy quarterback. That's not a huge stretch.
No. Not with Hopkins.
He's got
there
DeAndre.
Now. Fitzgerald, they found the running game with Drake. He can use his legs to score some points. He'll end up scoring some touchdowns on the ground. He'll destroy Lock.
Russell Wilson is a top 10.
Exactly. Come on.
See what I'm saying?
Dude, that's,
you got to put Drew Lock into this group?
That's what you wanted to do. This is why I took the other side. Are you kidding me?
I get it.
I'd put pink slips on it if you want to put our cars against it.
How do we do that?
You just hand it over.
I have to give you my car?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
No, I didn't think so. Not we so confident
we,
now.
We do have an extra car, but we're saving that for the youngster.
Right.
So, Wilson, Breeze, Matt Ryan, and Drew Lock. Those are the... See how funny that is to say out loud?
It was funny when you were saying it the other day,
know,
trying to
I
tell
thought,
me.
I was at least thinking, okay, he's better than Daniel Jones, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff. I'm not saying he is, but it's not crazy to think that he might finish above Derek Carr, Tannehill, whoever's with the Dolphins, Roethlisberger, who's always injured, Baker Mayfield, who's turnover prone, Cam Newton, who's always injured. But there are 9 pretty serious contenders, and then you have Rodgers, Brady, who I didn't mention, Cousins. So I got to factor in injuries for all these guys. And then Drew Lock is 10th.
Yeah, I think you're in trouble.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Why not Drew Lock?
He's got nothing over
but
there.
But why not?
Tell me why first. Why not is
Came
all
in.
The... Just wait. Why not is all those names you just mentioned?
Yes.
Breeze, Watson, Mahomes, Jackson, Rodgers, Brady...
Lock.
Breeze.
Everyone knows.
Wilson.
Everyone knows the...
and then he's got to be better.
The hierarchy
so there's
of quarterbacks
one,
in the NFL.
There's one spot.
Mahomes, Jackson, Lock.
There's one spot open, and he's going to have to beat out guys like Roethlisberger, Tannehill,
That's
Aaron
not
Rodgers,
that difficult. Aaron
Carson
Rodgers,
Wentz,
yes.
Jared Goff.
Carson Wentz injured.
He's going to have
Jared
to
Goff
beat up.
Stinks.
He's going to have to beat every one of them.
Right.
And you're...
There's no
how
room
are you
for
so,
error here.
Exactly.
It's going to be those 9 guys and then another guy, and that other guy is going to be Drew Lock. Lock it up.
I'm just locking in the wager as a win.
So
That's
many,
what I'm doing.
So many good fantasy team names possible with Drew Lock. Lock it up.
Lock it
That's
up.
That's a lock.
Oh, you think the announcers will be using
lock
those?
Lock the door. Drew Lock has won another game for the Denver Broncos. He did finish 4-1 last year down the stretch for Denver.
That's good.
Pretty good player.
Yeah, that's good.
Come on, Drew.
Drew is done.
Is he at the University of Washington?
I don't know, but he ain't locking it down, that's for sure.
Oh, Missouri, that's right. He may or may not. Let's set up the show. 4:25 today, we're going to get a call from our great friend, Steve McIntosh, who is celebrating on this very day 50 years in radio. 50!
What? 50?
He's not even 50, is he? How could he have been in radio for that long?
Man, you're good if you're pulling that off.
That is amazing. Max, how many years do you have? About 43?
78
was my first year. So I was not that far away. 42 years for Max.
You weren't even born yet.
No, I wasn't.
No.
In 8 short years, we'll be celebrating Max's 50 years in radio.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be long dead.
I'll be a good
Max
party.
Max thinks he'll be long dead. Max has some weird fascination with wanting to die, and I don't understand it, but that's another subject for another show. At 4:45, we'll talk to Mike Furches. He will not be in studio because he's in Branson, Missouri. Have you checked out any
What's
of
he
his...
doing in Branson?
Oh, just doing what he does.
Nice.
I don't know. He's Mike Furches. He could be anywhere at any given time for any reason.
True.
Last week we talked to him. He was coming off filming or auditioning for a Kansas Lottery commercial in which he would have played Santa Claus. So we'll ask him how that process has gone.
Interesting.
And he's made music. I've listened to some of his music. It's music.
Wow. Wow, I can't wait to tell him that.
I've had one of his songs stuck in my head for 4 days.
What is it?
Country Nights. We might have to play it.
Country Nights.
Max, can we play that potentially? If it's on YouTube, you just have to search Mike Furches Country Nights. It's there. And it'll get stuck in your head. I guarantee you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, must
sounds pretty good.
Must be good stuff then.
It must.
I mean, if it's stuck in your head, even though you didn't say that.
What do you mean?
With your words, when I asked how it was it.
It got stuck in my head.
All right. Fair enough.
Of course, it's great.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear.
Made it. It's got heart. It's got feeling. It's It's got substance. Are we going to hear it right now, Max? All right, here it is. See, how good does that sound? This is Mike Furches, ladies and gentlemen. Country Nights.
I love these country nights. I'm on my porch. I'm smoking my pipe. Watching dogs chasing fireflies.
Yeah.
Wishing you.
All right, Max, thank you. See? That'll get stuck in your head. I'm on my porch. I'm smoking my pipe.
Tobacco?
Maybe. We'll have to ask.
I think we should.
Mike Furches, what he's smoking. I've never seen the man smoke, so I don't know.
I don't know either. That's why I'm asking.
But was I right about that song?
It was actually pretty good, I thought.
All right. There you go.
I thought it was pretty good.
We'll do top 10 Wednesday at 5 o'clock. We're picking actors and naming our top 10 movies by those actors that they star in. That's a good sentence that I just said.
Was it those actors that they star in.
That's good. Good grammar. Anyway, I got Bernie Mac, and you have, you don't know yet.
I don't know yet. I'm going to have to figure this out.
You better. We only have 45 minutes till this begins.
Oh, as long as I got three, I'll be fine.
Aren't you feeling the pressure?
Do I look like I feel the pressure?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling the pressure.
That shirt, by the way, just hanging off of you. You are slimming down like nothing I've ever seen.
I'm losing some LBs, man.
How are you doing it?
Just going to work every morning.
That's
basically
it?
That's it.
That's all you got to do.
That's it. Kind of watch what you eat a little bit and done.
Bob and I are getting involved in a little friendly competition, not necessarily with parameters involved, but we both want to get healthier and be in shape and be active.
That's good.
And eat better.
What are you planning on doing?
Well, I'm eating fruit for breakfast, light lunch, and then my wife makes dinner, and she gets most of her recipes from a cookbook inspired by a woman who lost a lot of weight in, you know, healthy ways.
Right. So that's what you're doing.
Nutritional ways. That's what I'm doing. And riding my bike a little bit more, going out for walks a little bit more. I've got it all planned out. I'm going to fail spectacularly, but it's nice to have plans.
It's nice to have plans. Like, I was trying to... this week I was going to start really watching what I eat a lot closer. Then I got home this morning after work and had a meatball sub. So that threw that out the window. So I'm going to start maybe next week.
I have no discipline. So when stuff is in the house, like I found my wife's hidden M&M stash the other day.
What happened?
I found her hidden M&M stash.
Shannon's?
Yeah.
Man, I talked to Shannon today too. I wish I'd have known that.
That she had M&M's?
No, something different. Something more important.
What?
I can't tell you.
What do you wish you had known?
I wish I'd have known about the M&M
stash.
That's
what I'm saying.
I wish I'd have known that.
I didn't mean to find it. I wasn't looking for it. I didn't even know she had an M&M stash.
Where was it?
It was buried in one of her bags. It was hanging on the hook near like this ledge, this little shelf that we have. And I got up on the shelf because there was something on top of it that I needed to get. I looked down, and there were the M&Ms.
Well, why can't... Is she not allowed to have M&Ms?
No.
Why?
No, I'm not saying she is allowed to have M&Ms. That's fine. I don't care. But hiding them from me, I didn't appreciate.
Because you would eat them.
And I did. Not just would, did. I ate some. And I had told her about it later. She wasn't thrilled.
Well, I bet.
That's for trail mix. Well, you can have your little trail mix. I want my M&Ms.
Well, you got them. Do you prefer the peanuts or the plain ones?
Oh, plain all day.
No, got to be the peanuts.
No,
don't like
come
the plain
on.
Ones.
Absolutely not.
No, don't
the
like
crispy
the plain.
Ones are the best, if we're being completely
the crispy
honest.
Crispy ones. What are the crispy ones?
They're just crispy. They're like, you know, like Crackle.
Yeah.
They've got that little rice stuff in them. It's
oh,
good.
Yeah. Those would be good. But the peanut ones are the best.
No.
Yeah.
I just completely disagree.
Well,
with
that's
you.
Okay. It's okay that you want to be wrong today. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Well, we might have to do a Twitter poll on that. And see how it takes 20 minutes to run down what we're doing for the rest of the show, but there's nothing wrong with that. At 5:25, we'll be joined by my best friend, not named Nettie Harris.
What? I thought I was here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My second best friend, not named Nettie Harris, Randy Griffiths, the baseball coach and journalism teacher at North High. We'll get his perspective as a basically lifelong Northian.
Really?
He went to school there, and has taught there, a student taught there, and has now has taught there for at least a decade, probably. I don't know. So he's been at North forever. His brothers went to North, and we'll get his perspective on the nickname issue, see what he might want North High to do about that.
Right.
He's not going to be able to say a lot.
No, that's the problem. He's not going to be able to tell us. And he probably can't really give his honest opinion because it'd be putting him in a really difficult situation.
Why, though?
Well, because of where he is.
It's not like he'll say, I don't want them to be using that nickname anymore. And, you don't want... How can there be backlash against that? There can't be. He should be able to say what he wants.
Well, I hope so. I hope he does.
We'll encourage him to do that.
Well, that we will.
To open up
a little bit.
There's
no doubt about it.
And
there will be tons of encouragement to put himself in a really bad situation.
So you feeling good about the show today?
I think so, except we're missing somebody.
Who?
Anthony Capra.
Should we try to get him on
later? We might have to, because if not, I don't know if I can do the show anymore.
Okay, well, I'll text him.
Just saying.
Come on a 540.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Yep.
He was on not too long ago, but there's never too many times for Anthony Capra to be on the radio with us.
No. Never enough time.
We can fill that 540 slot with Cap, can't we?
Sweet.
All right, consider it done. We'll take a break right now. Steve McIntosh from KNSS will join us after the break, celebrating 50 count them 50 years in radio. It's The Drive on KFH.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.